Hey, it's Phil. Welcome to our pre-show here. This is the 27th. Tomorrow is our show. Just came back. I'm recording this on the 26th. That is, I'm recording on Wednesday night. It's trash day, bud.
Got it.
And this chair is fucked up. I've had this fucking chair, this studio chair, for what, 15 years? I think this thing is ready to just fall apart. It is a piece of shit. All right, so we were rehearsing today, and we had a thought on doing the show tonight. We'll just jump right into the show, but the traffic, by the way, today was like fucking god awful. You know, it's Los Angeles is a big city, and there's a lot of goddamn traffic. I got no problem with that. But one of the things you do is you try to avoid it. There are times you can travel to and fro. There are alternate routes that you can take. There's using the GPS now, which is very, very good at predicting how long it will take you to go from point A to point B. GPS, I use Google GPS, pretty good. They've not been wrong yet in terms of their ballpark. You know, the ballpark number they give you as to how long shit will take. There are, any number of things, man. They also give you some alternate routes when you utilize that. And from your own knowledge of the area and from your own knowledge of the route of travel, you will decide one way or the other whether you want to take an alternate route or just stick with it. I mean, I know ways to the beach where we live from West L.A. that don't involve freeways. You go the 101. You take the Pacific Coast Highway. It's tougher to get to PCH if you're in certain parts of town than it is in other parts of town. PCH is generally, I've found, an easier road to travel. I've not been on PCH during heavy-ass fucking rush hour, so, you know, there is that. But I got caught right in the middle of this shit today. I mean, we left the theater at 6, 5:30, the worst time. Got on the freeway, back to fucking back. The number of accidents, and I had to knock wood because I'm lucky. I haven't been in, I don't think in my entire life have I been in an accident on the freeway in the middle of rush hour. Now, I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm not trying to call down the fates. But I generally have avoided it all through my driving life. And I've been driving since I was driving before I got a license. I was driving illegally for about a year since I was 15. I didn't have a learner's permit. I had jack shit, man. I was just driving. But, and I got pulled over a couple times. So, having said all of that bullshit, there are ways of avoiding it, and there are ways of avoiding accidents, obviously. But so far, so good. But today, Jack, the middle of the fucking traffic today was really crazy. And you know, the GPS bitch comes. That's what I call it, a GPS bitch. She comes on. There's a 5-minute slowdown. There is an accident. There are 4 accidents ahead of you. What the fuck is wrong with people? Now, I know that driving habits have changed down through the years. Today, tailgating is pretty much a regular thing. Changing lanes with very little space is pretty much a regular thing now. You know, when I came up, they said, don't ever tailgate. Somebody's going to hit their brakes. You'll be responsible for the accident. Now, I don't know what they tell young drivers today. I haven't seen a whole lot of fender benders. I'm sure people are pretty careful. Maybe there's a way they do it. I don't know. There's fewer cops out there. What do you suppose that is? Is it, well, COVID knocked a lot of cops off the road. I don't think they ever came back. The other thing is that a lot of these motherfucking states that say they value the police, they don't pay them shit. One of those states is Florida. Florida doesn't pay its state troopers shit. So this fucking big fat fucking mouth, that motherfucker down there has that DeSantis about this, that, something else about, I don't know what the fuck that motherfucker's talking about half the fucking time, but I will tell you this. Take this to the fucking bank. He pays his troopers shit. Go ahead, look it up.
Wait a minute, Phil, I just saw here, there's 60,000.
Yeah, after how many fucking years of service? The fucking California Highway Patrol starts guys at higher money than they start them in Florida. So don't give me this bullshit, okay? However, having said that, everybody, if they value the police, probably ought to give them a raise. I do. I value cops. They're doing their job. You're goddamn right I do. Why wouldn't you? The problem is we've had a lot of fucking bad cops lately. In the last, 6, 7, 8, 9 years? I mean, for God's sake, we've had incidents of police abuse for decades in this country. But it seems because of the iPhone camera and the instant communication of social media, it seems like we've got a shit pot load of them happening right now. Starting with, not even starting with George Floyd, before George Floyd, from Rodney King forward. I don't really give a flying fuck. Does that make me some kind of a lib because I point that shit out? You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, if you either value the police and you want them to do good fucking work, or you want to get into some stupid, silly fucking argument about nothing, about, like, it doesn't happen. Yes, it motherfucking does happen, so let's move past that. How can we keep it from happening? But there's no cops out there. There's no cops out there. There's no traffic enforcement, you know? Not the way it was. Who knows? Maybe times are changing in terms of whether we need cops for that or not. Maybe traffic enforcement, the way they do it, is changing. I know they're doing an awful lot from the air. I know they're doing an awful lot, you know, by way of maybe they're using drones. I don't know what the fuck. Have you ever been pulled over by a drone?
Pull over, there's the police drone.
Yes, sir. That's like the Jetsons. Didn't they have the police drone in the Jetsons? I don't know. All right. Bobby Dooley burned the cabin down. Oh, Bobby Dooley burned the cabin down. And they're at the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting as we join them. Oh, Bobby Dooley burned the cabin down.